Hey, what is up, everybody? This is Jeff Needs Sports, part of the Off the Ball Network, and we are back. I got Mo Murphy with us again tonight. We're going to continue. We're going to ride this train out. We're dedicated to it now. Tonight, we're going to do the New Year's Six Bowl preview, and that'll include the playoffs. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty now. You know, it's the holidays. I want to get this out and, you know, give everybody time to hear our thoughts on it. Now, I was going to heads up. This is not going to be, just in case you've heard all you've heard, all the breakdown you can hear and all the routine. This is not going to be that. This is talking about what we feel the games are really about and what they really mean and what's really on the line, regardless of, you know, just the straight up outcome of the game. So it's going to be a little unique. So have fun, stay with us, and be patient. So Mo Murphy, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just ready to talk some college football. I got some thoughts on a lot of these games.
But oh, I know you do, man.
These fans going to be mad, but it's logical.
What I'll say real quick. The bowl games that they've already had have been pretty interesting. Two things, because of all the people that have left. Like, you don't know who's going to be on the field. Ohio had a kid the other day that scored 5 touchdowns in a game, hadn't scored all year, like things like that. So there's been some weird, you know, side effects to this crazy college football season. I've actually enjoyed some of the games so far. So, but we're gonna talk about the ones that everybody's gonna be watching, everybody's worried about, everybody's thinking about here. So we're gonna kick it off. We're gonna do it in order. December 29th, the Cotton Bowl. The Ohio State Buckeyes take on the Missouri Tigers down in Texas. Are you going to the game? I forgot to ask.
As of right now, no, but I still plan on it. Like, I'm gonna make my way there. I have to.
So, for what it's worth, the point spread right now is Missouri 2.5. If you know, just a quick catch up, you know, if you're not in the mix with us, Ohio State's starting quarterback left the day the transfer portal opened, Kyle McCord. So he's gone. So Ohio State definitely has a different starting quarterback for the Cotton Bowl. It changed the line drastically the first day. I haven't seen much out of Missouri. I think they're pretty much intact. I know they have some good talent on the team, but I assume this is important. I haven't seen a lot of opt-outs or anything yet. There's still time. But as far as I can tell, fairly full rosters on both sides. I'll ask you, do you expect – he hasn't said it yet. Is Marvin Harrison going to play? What's your expectations? And that's probably the biggest star that is in question right now.
Why play if you're not coming back? If you're coming back?
Yeah, either way.
I'm sorry. So, like, this seems like maybe this could be a showcase to kind of raise their draft stock, get some whispers going before they have to commit to the draft or to commit to coming back. But Marvin Harrison Jr. don't have to do that either way. He's not coming back, in my opinion. I'm just speaking in a hypothetical. If he was to come back, why play? But if you're not coming back and you're playing, like, it's even more dumb. And why come back? I understand you as from a competitor and being a fan of Ohio State and hearing somebody feel that way. I get it. But I don't believe a single word of it.
I think
he wants to go down as legendary. He know he didn't really accomplish anything, but he became such a fan favorite. If I give them they hope and have them think like, man, I didn't accomplish anything. People actually have embraced that. Like, see, man, this is why we love him. He knows, like, he didn't live up to expectations, but he was still great. Like, people love that. And he's not going to come back. But guess what? You bought his BS anyway.
So it looks like Egbuka is going to play. Burke's going to play. That's two huge names that I didn't expect to see on the field.
Now, we got some guys that's playing. That's why I say, this game –
it's a better roster on both sides.
It means something different for both teams, though.
Okay, let's talk about that. I want to do both of them with you because I know my thoughts on it. Everybody hears me blab all the time. What's this mean? What's this mean for Missouri? We'll start with Missouri.
Everything. It means everything. As of right now, they got that running back. They got the wide receiver, Luther. They got Brady Cook. I think his name is Brady Cook. I'm pretty sure. I know it's Cook, but I think it's Brady Cook. They got an explosive offense. Denzel playing. Luther going to play. Luther Burden, he going to play. And then that running back going to play. You got some D linemen, JTT talking about playing. Like, we got a lot of guys, Jack Sawyer, them talking about playing. We have a lot of guys talking about playing to where it would be enough when you're Missouri that like, hey, a sales pitch for recruiting. We just beat a team that like hypothetically we could have been matched up with in a playoff. We would have advanced to the next round of the playoffs. So we are a playoff team as of next year. Why not come and be great with Missouri and come be underdogs and build something over here? And let's change the entire culture of Missouri. Ohio State, we done with the season. We on the next year.
Yeah.
We're not sales pitching nothing. Like, we trying to get you in the transfer portal. Maybe we're not really being active or whatever, but like, we're on to next year. And I'm going to be honest, it's going to bite us in the butt if Devin Brown stinks. I'm just saying, if Devin Brown stinks in this game and you're waiting to grab a transfer portal quarterback until he shows you what he can do.
Huge mistake.
He doesn't. And now the Cam Ward is gone. Like, those last few guys that you got your eye on, they're gone. You're stuck. Now you're like, we hope Aaron Nolan is the real deal the minute he steps on campus in his ready practice.
Yeah, here's what I would say for Missouri. Of course, everything you said, this is a big deal. And this isn't one of those like Missouri's past, like they played really good this year. Missouri's past having to like, you know, prove that like, oh, they can do it. But what they want to prove is like, we're good and that we can like, you know, we can just take care of business. Like we're at least to this level to where we're not worried about winning this game. This isn't their Super Bowl. I think that's what they want to prove. Like that they've got more in the tank. Just like you said, like this isn't like, oh, if we like sometimes like we'll talk about a couple teams on here. Like this would be it. This would be the biggest, one of the biggest wins in history, blah, blah. You know, I think Missouri's like, no, we want to prove that, you know, we're as good as everybody thought we were when we played Georgia close or whatever. Ohio State, we know how good they are. We heard about their defense all year. And of course, you could always throw in, they would love to throw the SEC shade on it and just blast a Big Ten team. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Missouri should want to kill Ohio State. The Ohio State side, the most important thing I see is, you know, I know how much you love to talk about Ryan Day and what exactly his coaching goal is. This has to be a well-coached game. I remember years ago, Jim Tressel went into a Alamo Bowl. Troy Smith was out. It was right before they got really good, you know, the Troy Smith era. It was that first year of it. Troy Smith was hurt. Ted Ginn had to go back as a freshman and play quarterback just to get through the game. But they won the game. They figured out how to do it. They were well coached. And that really set the tone for like, oh, Tressel's a real coach. Like, he got us through, you know, got us through that game. Ryan Day has to be like, I don't even care about the win or the, you know, how it goes. This team has to look good, has to look prepared. The quarterback has to look prepared, just like you touched on. Ryan Day has to prove that, like, okay, I can have a huge disadvantage and still be competitive. My team be ready. You know, this is a big deal. If Ohio State falls flat on their face, like it is, Ryan Day might not be the coach beginning next year. And I'm being serious about that. Like, you know, this is the time to be like, you know, like to prove that you don't need a superstar quarterback and superstar players to get through a season, which was what everybody says about Ryan Day. So I think there's a lot on the line as far as the coaching staff. They got a month to prepare, get the quarterback ready. Because I'm telling you what, right now, like we know that Nick Saban would have his team ready. You know what I mean? We know that Smart would have his team ready to play. I'm not saying and he did it last year. He shut up a lot of people last year with how he was ready to play the Georgia game. This is a different situation. You know, he's got every excuse in the world, you know, to underperform. Ohio State's got pride on the line. They got a defense. A lot of the defenders are leaving, but like you said, they want to show off the NFL scouts. They want to show that, you know, they're against a good SEC team. That's always going to matter. Ohio State, you know, never take it lightly that they need to beat SEC teams. That, you know, that's been a stigma for a long time. So there's actual pressure on the line for both these teams. They really, as I always like to say, they both need to win this game. So now we've said that. So
real quick, Jeff, I just want to ask you something about this.
So as you're getting ready, let you go. Yeah.
I was receiving. So I hear what you're saying and I agree with everything you're saying. It made me think about something else. Okay. What if Ohio State feels like they could have been a playoff team, right? Like in this scenario, they was just staying quiet. Ryan Day ain't really come up there and pitch like, yeah, we did lose to Michigan, but we could be in there. We're better than Texas. Whatever. He could have did all that, right?
I gotcha.
And he didn't. What if this is like, maybe he facing the fact Kyle McCord left. He made the wrong decision. Devin Brown should have been the starter. He's the better player. Let's just say for the fandom of Ohio State's sake and what it could mean, they go out there and pound Missouri.
Okay.
now guess what you can get up on that podium and pitch to everybody. Yep. I made a mistake. It should have been Devin Brown all along, but now you see what we got. Now you see what you get to look forward to next year, and we could have been a playoff team. Maybe had Devin Brown not got hurt, you could blame it on Boone when he got hurt, and it was like, man, the momentum was on our side. We had beat Penn State, all that. But now you could be like, man, we got our guy. And it could mean a lot for at least next year, and then you could start that pitch now if you take this bowl game serious. And I don't know. There's something about it that maybe in this bowl game slash next year series, because there's some guys that are surefire, maybe not first-round picks, but they're guys that are guaranteed to go to the NFL on this roster that are talking about playing in this game that you know could sit out and would not hurt their draft stock. And are going to the league. One of them is a corner, a receiver, JTT. Like, these guys will play on NFL Sundays. Yep. And so I think this is also a look at, man, if they went out there and pounded Missouri, them same guys will start believing, man, you know what? Had we rocked with Devin Brown all year, we would have went.
Absolutely.
We would have went to the playoffs and could have won a national championship. So you know what? Let's get Devin Brown going. Yep. Run it back. Aaron Nolan sit his freshman year, and let's get the cycle back going. I could see that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Day has a chance to prove that he can get a quarterback ready. That's all he has to do. Like, if he just proves that, like, he's ready, even at, like, well, whatever. If it's like 2019, they lose a game like that, that's fine. I'm being totally serious. And I know everybody thinks I'm crazy. Like, I am fine with a loss in this game. I would rather see a really well played loss than I would for them to look terrible and eke out a terrible win, because I don't need that. I need the quarterback to look decent. I need all these young guys. I need them out there running around to look decent. Like, I don't need to. You know, I don't need it to look like the Penn State game, because if it looks like that, then I'm like, okay, that this isn't it. This is a bowl game, because I guarantee in Missouri, you know, that's how they're going to play. So we've talked about what's on the line. Now we'll. I don't, you know, like I say, I don't need a prediction or anything, but how do you feel the game is going to go?
I think
after we said everything we could do we think they'll do any of it?
I think it's going to be a shootout. Like, I think it's going to be I just think it's going to be a great game from both sides. I really could see this being like and some people might say I'm insane, and maybe it's just the Ohio State fandom, because people might say if somebody's scoring 40, then Ohio State's getting blown out. But I don't know. Ibuka had a lot to say about Devin Brown and, you know, the difference of what it'll be with him as opposed to Kyle McCord. A lot of people had a lot of good things to say. So I'm just saying, it seems like some of the team feels like they had the wrong quarterback, and maybe that's something else to prove, hey, we about to put on the show. I'm just saying, they're doing a lot of things that if you do feel that way, they're like, hey, we're about to put on the show and show y'all. Man, coach might have made a mistake. Devin Brown's the better guy, but then he got hurt. Like I said, all those excuses, but you could start that pitcher. We could have been a playoff team. We messed up, but, you know, either we're coming next year and you'll stop doubting the talent, because there's a lot of things around Ohio State right now that they need this bowl win.
That's what I'm saying. I think, and especially, I'm not as worried about the defense because there's not as many guys coming back. But I think you're exactly right. My thing is, I think the talent needs to look good. Like, I needed these guys to be like, just like that Rose Bowl, like, is like, I famously didn't care about winning that Rose Bowl. But what I did like was, like, the guys started jumping off the screen. Marvin Harrison Jr. was like, okay, he's for real. Stroud started, and all that carried over. That's a big deal, because this is essentially like a mini, you know, this is mini, you know, camp. These guys getting ready for this bowl game. And Day has done it a few times. So that's one thing I will never take away from him. Getting ready for the bowl game, his teams have been ready. Like, they really have, when they've had that month to get ready, and they've played different, and the staff. So, like, what I think is going to happen is Ohio State's going to look better than I think. But I do think Missouri's going to win, mainly because, talking a new quarterback, he might make a dumb mistake in the beginning, or just don't get the third down. I could see Ohio State playing a great second half and looking good, and me being like, I'll take a loss, but I feel better going into next season. I think Missouri's just, they're just a little more tested and ready to play. I hope I'm wrong. I will love this.
My fandom won't let me allow that scenario. Like, no, I see it. I see it now. It's just to paint it for a perfect picture of what's going on right now. We not all in the transfer.
Here's my problem.
Recruits, but we feel like, because we have a group of guys that's about to prove.
I'm not saying they're gonna play bad.
I just think these guys are taking next Friday as this game to be like, This is why we're coming. We're about to put on the show. We about to bust Missouri up, and this is why we all coming back next year, because with Devin Brown or whoever, a better quarterback than Kyle McCord, we can rock
here's
out.
Here's what I just don't know. I just literally haven't seen enough of Devin Brown, not to say he can or can't. I just don't have anything to see, like anything to watch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here's what I know. Here's what I'll say.
Time to time with teams, though. You've seen.
Here's what I'll say. This is officially the last time I'm going to talk about this guy, because he's moved on. He plays for another team. I honestly wish him the best of luck because of everything that's been said about McCord. I hope he balls out next year. I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't think we win it. Here's what I know. I'm pretty sure we don't win if McCord's the quarterback. I'm just being brutally honest. So I would rather take the unknown and think that we can, like you said, take it up a notch. And
yeah, because I don't think like this if McCord is the quarterback. Like
that's I'm totally agreeing.
Because I thought that against Michigan, I got let down. I'm not walking into this game thinking that. I'm like, even if we play it close, it's probably going to be more of a defensive game now. Yeah. Like, game meets game. Our corners meet their wide receivers, vice versa. Like, athlete for athlete. Yep. Missouri's fast. They play fast, and playing at the AT&T Center, like playing at Jerry's World, that's going to make it a fast game.
Ohio State plays good down there too, though. They play
that's
well
what I'm saying.
There.
It's going to make it a fast game. Like, these two teams are fast. So this can be a very fast paced
game. Gonna be,
I don't think Kyle McCord could keep up. I don't know if Devin Brown can. Best case scenario, he can throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns. So
that's
no. So I'm allowed to dream that and be like, you know what? That's my hope.
No, I think it's going to be. I think this game is going to take roughly 5.5 hours to play, because it's going to be standalone on Friday night. This is going to be the third most watched game. Like, by this may pass up. That probably won't pass up a playoff game, but it's going to push it. Like, this is going to be big on Friday night. And they're going
to
take
Harry about to sell it too next week.
They're going
to
drag it out. They're going
to this game, you know. He going to be at the game, like all that. He about to pitch. He won't ever.
And let's remember, something that's really important, like Ohio State got hit hard with like they can't exactly just go ground and pound. They don't have the personnel without Trainum there. Like Mayan Williams, I don't imagine he'll play. If he's going to go pro, I don't know why a running back would play. There ain't no way. So, you know what I mean? Dallin Hayden's got a lot on his shoulders, man. Like, they can't just ground and pound. Like, this team's going to throw it. They got the receivers. We recruit all these receivers.
Xavier Johnson and all that, too, though. You good. Like, you good at running back.
Xavier,
he came up.
Johnson might have 200 yards offense, I would guess. Like that dude, one of my favorite.
You just put him somewhere on the field. Yep. Like,
one of my favorite buck. That's what I'm saying. This is up to day to figure this out. Like, he's got to be ready for this game.
You know, and I just, before we go, I think Xavier Johnson is a lot like a Tank Dell. Like, just put that guy somewhere on the field and figure out a way to get him the ball. And he's never going to be like a superstar. Like, I think Tank Dell could, but anyway, he's never going to be a superstar, but he's that guy. Like, all right, if he has to run the ball, he can run the ball. Like, kind of like Debo. Now, he's not as big, so he can't bully you like Debo does.
Right.
But still, like, he could be used in that fashion and be effective.
He's going to use a lot of offense.
So, like, I see him being an NFL guy, too. And he have an opportunity to showcase it in another bowl game. Yep. He did it last year.
If I had to throw out a prop bet out there, bet on whatever Johnson's yards are, the over. I'm being serious. The dude is going to have a lot on his shoulders. He's going to be ready, too. That's the thing about him. He will be ready for the challenge.
Moment. Like, this is going to be his moment.
All right. So we got that. We got that one out of the way. We fought through it. We're both ready. Like, especially, you know, I know being in your backyard, like, I know you're pumped about it. It's going to be, here's what I'll say. I'm more excited. I've said this a few times on the show. I'm more excited turning the page and going into this game than I would be if we limped in with the same squad that we, you know, sent up north. So I'm more eager to see what happens in this game than I would have been.
Yeah.
Then the next night, December 30th, the Orange Bowl. This is a weird one. This is a really weird game. This is Florida State versus Georgia. If you're listening to this, you know the Florida State story. They got jobbed, you know, lost their starting quarterback late in the year, got perceived to be jobbed out of the playoffs. They're undefeated. So it's undefeated Florida State going into one loss Georgia. But you also have a hugely disappointed Georgia team who didn't lose for almost 3 years, got upset by Alabama in the SEC championship game. So now you have two teams that absolutely thought they should be playing for a national championship. You got one without their starting quarterback. I don't even know for sure yet who's going to be the starting quarterback. And you got a Georgia squad who honestly has nothing to play for. They have nothing to prove. They can, it doesn't matter what they do in this game. It really doesn't. A loss, whatever, it doesn't matter in this game. It doesn't change the path that Georgia's on. Losing one game in 3 years does not, you know, this isn't a program changing, thing. They've had a few guys leaving the transfer portal. Haven't brought a lot in, but they got their starting quarterback. They got, most of their starters out there. We think, as of now, Florida State's got two things. They either got a huge chip on their shoulder or they're so let down that they could care less about this game. I don't have the slightest idea. The spread's about 14 the last time I looked in favor of Georgia. Mo, what do we make of this game? I literally have no idea what's going to happen. Sorry I said literally. I promised my brother-in-law I'd say it less. That's on me, Chad.
I don't think anybody cares. Like,
is this? It's weird, dude.
It's so weird because, like, okay, I could argue that Georgia has a lot to prove.
Oh, okay. Please do that. Make me want to care.
They lost to Alabama, right? They feel like they're a playoff team. They have an opportunity to play a team that a lot of people are saying got robbed out of being a playoff team. So hypothetically, these are two teams that feel like they should be in the playoffs. Georgia feel like they should not have dropped out of the top four after being number one and losing in a close game, essentially. It never looked like Alabama was going to lose at one point, but still, it was still a close game. The final score was close. This could be your opportunity. You had a lot of people hit the transfer portal. Why is a lot of people leaving up out of Georgia? Like, everybody talking
about a decommit, big decommit this week.
Yeah, and everybody talking about Ohio State. Like, so Georgia's up there too. So now you're like, but it could be proven that there's a lot of guys that are coming back next year. There's a lot of starting spots that are locked up. And in this moment, like, there could be two teams, they could really hype themselves up into this being a playoff game that could have been a playoff game. Like, showing us that this really could have been a playoff game. Now, I understand guys are going to go pro. When you go pro, you can't get everybody, but if you, especially if you're talking about being a serious for next year, like, if you're Florida State and you're like, oh, no, this ain't a once every 8-9 years thing. We're going to be right back here next year, ready to go, especially depending on if they get a Cam Ward or DJU at quarterback. They feel like they got their guy ready to go with a lot of this same team. Then if you're not going pro, you need to play in this game. If you're not going pro and you're not a surefire pick, you need to play in this game. And I really think there's a way where this could be like the last two out actually are battling it out.
Okay, I like it.
Playoff environment.
I think both these teams ought to hire you as a hype man because I'm more excited than I was. And so here's what I'll say: I'll play the positive note on this game, and I'm just piggybacking off what you just said. I'm just going to trust that both these teams want to win. I never want to accuse a team of going out there and not caring or laying down or not giving it their all. I'm going to trust that they're going to take this month. They're going to be angry. You know what I mean? Just like you said, especially Florida State. They got a ton, but it's just tough.
I feel robbed too. Like, I know they lost to Bama, but like with their pitch of like, we're better than Texas. Like, even though Texas, the common opponent,
they did do a lot of talking.
You can really start to, they did, but I'm just saying like,
no, that's what I'm saying. They got a lot to back up.
Yeah. Like they could have been like, cause they could have like, hey, why we were number one. We didn't get what we didn't lose by double digits. Like, we lost a close game and we drop out of the top five because we lost last. Like, we got punished for losing last. That's what you got punished for. So
they lost after Texas. That's the only reason Georgia's not in the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, we lost last. And so we don't get in. But now, like, these two teams, there's a lot of matchups that could be like, this is why a 12-team playoff was needed. I think all of these have that on the line for everybody. Just it means some more than others, but we'll continue to get into.
This is my prediction for the game. We talked about what's on the line. Basically, it's just reputations on the line and momentum and backing up what you say, and all these things are on the line, which is cool. There's nothing wrong. That's basically what bowl games used to be. Most of you aren't old enough, like me, to remember bowl games as they were, but this is pretty much what bowl games were back in the day. I predict, mostly because of the quarterback situation, that Georgia just kind of runs their. They've just been through so many of these games that I think they get up for it, and they just jump out early, and then they can just do whatever, because Georgia's a team that can just step on your neck late. They can keep scoring. I don't think they're by any means trying to embarrass Florida State, so to speak. I think they get up early, and Florida State just doesn't have the honestly, the firepower to come back in as good as they were this year. Not taking anything away, but it's hard to play without a starting quarterback, especially a really good one. How do you think the game's actually going to go?
Yeah, I think Georgia ends up winning the game. I think Florida State, they got a few guys that are going pro. Trey Benson, I don't think he's playing in this. I think if I'm not mistaken, he declared. Keon Coleman, if he hasn't already, I'm pretty sure he's going to. He's a first round wide receiver. He's probably
if I tell you this, if Coleman's out, this is a wrap.
And that's why I think it's a possibility. Like, I mean, Coleman's a top 10 pick. He don't get no benefit from playing in this game except for his pride for playing for Florida State, which I could understand that. If I told you on like let's make this game our last and make it mean everything, like we can really, you know, we can really have a cause after this. Like if they were to beat Georgia, like you could sell enough guys, but I know Johnny Wilson leaving too. I don't think he's playing in a bowl game. I saw he declared for the draft. So depending on who they could miss a lot of their guys, their NFL guys more than Georgia, for the simple fact their guys were so important. Where Georgia, there were flashes of like in blowouts you've seen with next. Like in a lot of Florida State ain't have enough blowouts this year for you to really see how deep they were. Georgia did.
Yeah. Georgia, I think Georgia,
a lot of teams to where you got to see their depth of talent when them starters sat.
I think Florida State cares as much as they say, but I also think they get beat up pretty good. I want to just get out there and say, because we'll do a post game show, or not post game, but a post bowl game show, and we'll talk about. It doesn't matter what Georgia wins by. It does not take away what Florida State did to the point to where they didn't get in the playoffs. Like this is no reflection on the team that played in November. You know what I mean? But now if they win, they'll get all the credit in the world. Whatever, you have it. Like, I know that's how it's going to work. Go for it though. I hope it's good. Like as a guy that loves college football and I want to watch these games, like I'm in. Like just play a great game and put the young guys in there, whatever you got to do, and I'm in. So it's a great matchup. Sadly, it's just a weird matchup. So next, the Peach Bowl, Ole Miss versus Penn State. Now this is interesting. So the way I see this is that, like, I know, right? The Walker Bowl. Can we just call it the Walker Bowl?
Ole Miss is about to beat the base out of Penn State.
Okay, I like it. So they've got they got Penn State favored by 4. So Bo Murphy just told you jump on that money line. So this is real quick. This is what I did not get to watch a lot of Ole Miss live this year. I watched a lot of replays and stuff. So I just don't like. I got to watch a few games, but mostly on tape. So I don't have I have a really good feel for Penn State just because I've seen them play, you know, against Ohio State and then, you know, just everything else they did. I feel like this is the classic SEC Big Ten game that used to happen a lot in these bowl games. Like, oh, this is going to be a close game. And Ole Miss just goes crazy. That's what I think might happen because I don't think Penn State's quarterback's very good. And that's just as easy as I can say it. I know we heard all about their defense. It's another one of these Big Ten defenses that, like, I know your defense is really good, but when you're just not playing NFL quarterbacks week in and week out, or even very good quarterbacks week in, if you're the best quarterbacks you saw this year were McCord and McCarthy, it's hard for me to say that your defense is fantastic or whatever. But I know they're good, but their offense just sluggish, couldn't get it together. So this is another game that both of these teams are looking at 2024. Both these teams are going to be really good in 2024. They bring a lot of people back. Ole Miss is apparently just bringing every transfer in the country in. They are putting a squad together.
That's what I'm about to hit on. But yeah,
I'm going to let you go then. Penn State, but I'm just the takeaway from this bowl is this is the leapfrog in the next season. Both these teams expect to be in the playoffs next season. Both these teams expect to be really good next seasons. Both these teams expect to take the next step in their conference next season, maybe jump one of the, you know, the traditionals. So this game means a lot as far as like just the winner. This probably outside the playoffs, the winner of the game means the most of anything as far as like the catapults of next year. So now you tell me about what's going to happen in this game. You seem to have a good feel for it.
Yeah. Ole Miss about to steamroll Penn State.
Okay.
Like you said, they're loading up in the transfer portal. They're expecting to land Walter Nolan, the number one transfer in the portal, as if they haven't been gifted enough.
As of now, they got 4 of the top 15 coming in. That's the way I saw it.
As if they haven't been gifted enough. We know how talented they were this year. Anyways, this was a really good football team. They go out here and blow Penn State out. you might be talking about the favorite to win the SEC and walking in top five to top seven next year. They won't, because with what you know they have coming in next year, if they go out here and blow Penn State out and look just as good as anybody else throughout these New Year's Six and playoff bowl games, I'm not saying people are going to be like, man, we should have been a playoff team. No, but you're going to be like, man, that's a damn good team. And come next year, this team going to be even better. We bringing enough back and we got enough coming in. We're going to be even better. And guess what? This team makes the playoffs next year. We legitimately make the playoffs next year. And we might be one of the best teams in the country. Like, Ole Miss has the opportunity with all this talent. I think Lane Kiffin, a really good coach, whatever he's selling, young guys are buying. And at the end of the day, when you a head football coach of a college team, that's all that matters. This ain't a grown man sport. If the young guy, if you appeal to the young guys and that's who you got coming in and they all want to play and you making them a bigger brand and a bigger brand and they love the brand of Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin is the head of that, I salute to him for that too. Like, the man's got to be a good coach. Like, you're not a bad coach at Ole Miss getting all this talent. It's not happening.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
When you get all that talent, that is a testimony to how young guys feel about you, and especially having been in college. Like, when they're coming out of the transfer portal, to me, is different than committing. When it's committing, you make a connection since they were like 14, 15, 16. You can get access to these guys when they're 14 at camps now. So, like, you got 3 or 4 years, da-da-da. But in that transfer portal, guys hit the portal and they're looking like, it's free agency. I get to go wherever I want to go.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the highest bidder. Maybe it's
and these guys have already went there, which means like they didn't like think about it. Like,
and you get to think like, you're like, okay, maybe it's the highest bidder. Maybe that wins. You know, people say Ole Miss ain't competing with the top notch with NIL money. So everybody ain't going because that's the highest bidder. So now you're like, who give me the best chance to win? Well, okay, he going. We all get to talk. Let's go. And it's because Lane Kiffin make you believe it. You can't do that as a bad coach. Nobody going to play for Ole Miss if they got a bad coach. Not from the transfer portal. You might get a lot of commits that believe in this guy, but you're not getting guys unless it's a testament that, like, we like what you got going on coming over there.
And they believe you'll win. I think they've done a great job. I think I'm totally with you. And I, you know what? Real quick, I'll say the exact same thing for Penn State. Now, I don't think they're going to win this game, but boy, if they do, because everything you just said about Ole Miss, Franklin's going to be like, we are the set. You know, we are ready to take the next step in the Big Ten. Like, we're going to beat the Big Two next year. I got the quarterback coming, especially if Aller looks good. I think it's really important for Penn State that Aller looks good in this game, because if not, they might have a problem. You know what I mean? Like, they might have a problem at quarterback if he doesn't look
average in the Big Ten next year. I don't know exactly who they got dealt with. I know Michigan got dealt everybody.
Yeah, that's too bad. I hate to hear that.
You could all be average in the Big Ten. Like, you could be the seventh, sixth, seventh team if you got a quarterback problem next year, because a lot of these teams won't. And that goes for Ohio State, too.
Like, 100%.
A quarterback problem, you could find yourself being the fifth, sixth, seventh best team. Now, I think they're talented enough. I think they're more talented than Penn State where it comes to, like, they'll be fourth or fifth with a quarterback problem as opposed to sixth or seventh. But
here's on the football side of it. I know this show is about the bigger picture, but on the football side of it, like, you would think that a team like Penn State, the running game also didn't show up this year either. You know, they didn't just like reel it in with the quarterback and then rely on the running game. They just really didn't score much. They just weren't, their offense just wasn't that good. It wasn't like they're like, all right, we're just going to have to run it. You know, they couldn't get anything done in the two games that mattered, like that they had circled on the schedule, and they couldn't come up with anything on offense. So, like, you're talking about an Ole Miss team, like, this defense is pretty quick. This defense has a lot of fun out there. Like, if they can get ahead of you and get ahead of steam, like, they'll start beating you up a little bit and make life miserable on you. Like, they know how to play these games. Like, they know, you know, they're just experienced. They had a hell of a schedule this year. They played really well. I could see this getting away from Penn State, just like you're saying. But I will say that here's what's on the line for Penn State. You need to win one of these big games. Like, you can't keep being the third or, you know, the third team out in your own, you know, division in your conference. I know that's over, but I'm saying, like, at some point,
you got three more teams coming in.
At some point, you had two potential playoff teams and USC and all this coming in. Like, you need to take that next step. Like, they kind of need to win this game. They really do. I don't think they will, but they really need to. I don't really have a score prediction because, well, honestly, bowl games, Big Ten good again. Luck guessing the score. good.
Yeah, it's the SEC versus Big Ten again too. So that's like this game could be very valuable to that argument.
Yeah. So this is one of these games that's very interesting for me personally to watch. I'll just enjoy watching whatever happens. If Ole Miss loses, I'll be wow. I didn't see that coming. Penn State loses, I'll be like awesome because I can't stand Penn State. I am fine with the outcome. Yeah,
I don't root for Big Ten teams. I'm sorry.
No, trust me. After what I've listened to, I try to tell everybody this for years. What I've listened to, you've listened to it over the past 3 or 4 years now, especially the last month. Ain't nobody in the Big Ten, these other Big Ten fans, rooting for Ohio State. They do not deserve any of our friendship in return. You know, this is not – it just ain't that way. So, like, no, I do not root for these Big Ten schools. I may happen to root for one because of the matchup, but that's rare. But I don't do it because, you know, of the big on their sleeve. So interesting game. Both these teams, you know, kind of like need to look like they deserve, like you said, imagine this was a playoffs. They both need to look like they deserve to be there. Like they've taken that next step because they're kind of, that's kind of what they've been doing for a few years now with, you know, with their programs. And then on January 1st, this is early. It's always weird, the early Fiesta Bowl, but that's how it goes with the playoffs now. So the Fiesta Bowl, even though it's out west, is played at, I think, noon. It's kind of odd.
Yeah,
it's Fiesta Bowl. Now, this is weird. I don't even – you got to have to help me out here. Liberty made it in, best team out of the group of five. They, you know, they kept their word. They gave them a New Year's Six game. Awesome for Liberty. Couldn't be more happy. I don't know how many fans they'll have there. I don't know how this team travels. I don't know a lot about Liberty. I've watched them a few times over the years. Good for them for being there. Against Oregon, who is a staple of New Year's Six games. Another team that was, you know, really disappointed at one point for what, a week? They were the best team in the country, everybody told us they were the best team in the country for a week. Mm-hmm. They get beat by Washington, and now they're playing Liberty in a Fiesta Bowl at noon. The biggest story is like how much does Oregon care about this game? We know they can win. Like, we know Oregon's winning this game. I'm sorry, but Oregon's winning this game. They're better than Liberty. They would win 99 out of 100. This ain't the one. All this stuff. Like, we all know that. Liberty knows that. I don't say they think that or believe that or not, but Liberty knows, like, they're up against it. But how much does Oregon care? How good of a game can it be? I don't know enough about Liberty. Maybe you have some insight. I don't even know like how they attack this Oregon team that if they're rolling is really good. It seems like it's like a 17.5-point spread. It seems like, I guess, Nick's is playing. I don't really even know.
Yeah, I don't know. That was going to be my question.
I don't know yet. As of right now, the spread says he's playing because I think their backup's already in the transfer portal, if I'm correct. So to me, Nick seems like a guy that would be fine with taking a shot at Liberty, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I think he'll go ahead and just play this one out. I'm not saying he can't get hurt or anything, but I think it's kind of a risk-free game for him. And if he plays, he's going to put up stupid numbers, and he'll be out in the second quarter and all that stuff. So what do you make of this Fiesta Bowl, or if anything?
Game stinks.
Is this a hangover bowl?
This game stinks. Like, it's, we really have to watch this game.
I'm sorry, Liberty, to say that.
I don't know. Like, I know Oregon got a lot coming in next year. Like, we know what Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore. So Dylan Gabriel will be the starting quarterback next year. Dante Moore will be the backup. Then he'll probably take over, be a junior, maybe have a flashy junior year. And
I would say, my guess is, just real quick on Oregon, the way Gabriel played this year, I could see Moore taking over middle of next season. I'm just putting that out there. Like Gabriel. He's pretty good, but I can see him.
Especially with their schedule and stuff. They got one or two games where if they lose, like, they might be, okay, this guy's about to –
the new big –
we don't care in the NFL and whatever, like, maybe be a sixth or seventh round draft pick. Hey, cool. We got Dante Moore. This dude was a five-star.
Yep. Oregon's got a high state coming in October, early October.
Yeah. So I don't know what Oregon makes of this game. With, they didn't lose a lot with transfer, but they got some NFL guys. And, like, I don't know if they're playing. You know, that's a lot of these bowl games do determine that, but some matter more than others only because, like, some of those NFL guys were such, like, you never really got to see the depth outside of them. Right. So, like, I don't know what's behind them. Like, and I mean, teams like Oregon ain't necessarily that deep. Like, it's not like Alabama, where if they had a few people sitting, if they weren't in the playoffs, you'd be like, okay, but we know who this dude is. We know that's who this guy is. We've seen this guy play. Like, sometimes, like, Oregon, and especially when they weren't just, like, necessarily blowing everybody out, and against Washington, like you find out, like, dang, we ain't as good as we thought, da da da, and then you lose to them again. So I don't even know how deep they are after their NFL guys, depending on who's not playing.
Yeah.
So that'd be a question on how excited you want to be, but they do got some transfers coming in and stuff too. So if they do look fairly good and you're like, yo, but the guys we got coming in are, hey, we got a quarterback. I just don't know. Is like, with all that coming in, is Dylan Gabriel upgrade from Bo Nix? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't think so.
Moore, I think, has the potential to be, but
yeah,
just based on, you know, what he was coming out of high school. And, you know, I remember his first game this year against with UCLA. I watched him play. He played pretty good. Then after that, he kind of had a bad game or whatever, got hurt.
Yeah.
But I could see him, but I don't think Dylan Gabriel is any better than Bo Nix. So,
no,
like,
I don't think so at all.
Steady at quarterback, then I feel like I had to have improved everywhere else. So we'll see, like, the more they attack this transfer portal, because, you know, National Signing Day is, well, by the time people see this, it'll be probably on National Signing Day. But
yeah, just about
us talking right now, it's in a few hours. You know,
and it's a weird one, too. Like, it's not a great game to watch. Like, I'll be betting on it. That'll make it more interesting enough to care about. I don't even know what I could get out of this game, because I'll be straight up honest. If Liberty upsets them, I really don't care. It does not, like, I won't. It's another one of these games where, like, I don't judge anything Oregon does in this game going against anything they already did this year. I watched them play a bunch this year. I know how good they were. If Liberty pulls it off, great for them. Great for the program. Enjoy the money. That's awesome. I'm glad you got the money for the New Year's Six game. I guess I am taking something away from it. I don't think you're good enough to be here, but that's fine. That's the rules that were put in place. You know, we started that a few years ago because of the whole, I don't know, Cincinnati was part of it. A couple years before that, it was UCF is really what caused this. You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff. Enjoy. I mean, I would rather see another, you know, one of the big brands in there, but, you know, I don't get to decide those things. I'll be getting over the hangover and starting my next one all at the same time.
So while I'm watching this game. That you'd rather see?
I don't know who
in there that you would rather see.
You know what? Who's next out off the top of your head? Give me a couple. Not Notre Dame. They got to be up there. Not Notre Dame.
I got it. You wouldn't rather see Notre Dame in this game?
No, I would. Just because I can't stand, I'm tired of Notre Dame in these games. I think they would be better against Oregon. I mean, I would rather watch that matchup, but I personally wouldn't rather see Notre Dame.
Oklahoma?
I would rather see Oklahoma, Oregon. I would absolutely rather see Oklahoma, Oregon.
I wouldn't want to see this LSU, though. Jaden Daniels not playing.
Jaden Daniels. See, that's the – you know what? I'll say it the other way. I would rather see Liberty play with all their players than to see one of those teams play without a quarterback. So that's fair.
Yeah, like, I mean, Oklahoma would be playing without
–
Oklahoma got Jackson Arnold coming in. Like, they know who their answer is. He's been sitting, waiting. Everybody been waiting on this. So they got him coming in. So this is like a show – this will be a showcase bowl game for him. So I probably would rather see that. There's Who's a next? World where I would have rather seen Arizona. Because I think their best wide receiver left too. So, like, depending on who went in the transfer portal, you're at Louisville, you're at Louisville, you're at Notre Dame, you're at Iowa. I don't want to see Iowa. No. I mean, Clemson would have been cool.
Oh, yeah, but if we're down to Clemson, they don't deserve
it. Yeah, like, we're down to Tennessee, Oklahoma State, Clemson, Oregon State. Like, that's what we're down to.
That
are ahead of
Liberty. So if I couldn't get a full Oklahoma or LSU, I'll take Liberty. I apologize, Liberty.
Nah, I'd take a Jackson Arnold led Oklahoma. I'd take the Oklahoma team that's going into whatever bowl game they're playing in.
Yeah, you're right.
This team to go in over Liberty, because this is who they're saying, like, this was their next guy up anyway.
That's fair.
Like, they wanted Gabriel to come back, but, like, this was their next guy up anyway, so he has a chance to showcase.
And the whole Liberty thing.
See that against a competitive team where you're like, okay, like, if this dude is pretty good, even if Oregon's depleted, everybody depleted, but at the end of the day, brand for brand, you play pretty good in this game, I can have high hopes for you in the future.
That's fair.
I can start.
And you know what? Maybe Liberty, if you want to have some fun, drop a little something on Liberty and the points and just see what happens. Root against the point spread. That's the best thing I can tell you about this game, and that'll make it way more competitive. That'll make it way more competitive than you think.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. All right, now we're to a playoff game. This is, whatever you want to make of it. This is Rose Bowl. You know, it's a traditional Rose Bowl time, 5 o'clock. New Year's Day, Alabama versus Michigan. Right now it's Michigan minus one, which minus one really means nothing because that's essentially a pick 'em. I guess if you want to win by one and push, but we're essentially talking about a pick 'em game here. I don't know. This is unique. I would say Michigan has to win. Like it's not like that's the one thing I know about this game. Michigan has to win a game. They have not won a big bowl game in forever. They haven't won a meaningful like postseason game in forever. They haven't really won anything in the BCS and playoff era. I'm not even piling on Michigan. I'm just telling you how it is. They haven't really won BCS games. They haven't won playoff games. The biggest thing on their resume is that they beat Ohio State, which is awesome. But at some point, I think if I'm a fan, I need more than beating my rival, in the end of the season and beating an Iowa game. Alabama takes care of business against Georgia, sneaks in. They jump from 8 to 4, getting the playoffs this year. That was a big story. Jump Florida State. They looked really average in a lot of games this year. They needed a miracle, not a miracle, but a really tough, I think, 4th-and-31, I believe, touchdown to beat Auburn, who was not good at all this year, just to get in the SEC championship game, but beat an undefeated Georgia. So we all know the Alabama story. And so Alabama, I think they're playing with a little bit of house money. I think if Alabama loses, it's not the end of the world because I really don't think they thought they were going to be here all year. It does tarnish, I guess, maybe if you want to have some storylines about Saban got beat, whatever. But Michigan has to win this game. Michigan cannot lose this football game. Like in my opinion, how do you see the stakes of this game, Mo? Then we'll talk about how we think it's going to go.
Oh, because I hate to burst Michigan fans' bubble, but
no, go ahead. You do whatever you want, man. It's our show.
Everything to Alabama. Like they cannot lose this game. They don't feel like they will lose this game. They don't feel like there is anybody in the playoffs right now better than them. They do not feel that way. They didn't feel that way the minute they got their shot at Georgia, which was already lined up, which is why I give them grace on Auburn. I know it took a miracle, and had he dropped it out of bounds, cool. But they were already, it was a look-ahead game against a rivalry, and we talk about top rivalries in college football. This is up there. This is the game of the South, Alabama versus Auburn, the Iron Bowl. Like, this game is everything. It's the Gators and Noles in the 90s. It's the Hurricanes. Like, it's that. That's what this game is to everybody, and it's been that way for years. So, for that to be your look-ahead game kind of sucks, and you were able to pull it out so that this Georgia game still meant something. But at the end of the day, you felt like you were better than everybody. The minute you got to go in there and play Georgia, you're like, this is where we get to prove we're better than everybody. This is the number one team in the country. We're going to beat them. We're going to look good in all facets of the game. And we're going to win this game and make the statement that, yes, we should get in. We just beat the number one team, and we're better than everybody else. And so I feel bad for Michigan, because when a Nick Saban team feels like that, usually that team, it's usually the story out of the national champion. When you talk to the national champions, especially, I think, what? One or two of them had like one loss, like we're one loss national champs. And they all talked about like, yeah, but when we got our shot, we knew what it was. Like we knew we were better than everybody when it actually mattered. And so we got into the playoffs and we went and won. And like and it's that time, every draft class wins a national championship at some point in Alabama. This is the last year for that draft class, I think, for it to not be true anymore. So
here's what I
think about too, like they win at least one every 3 years, so this could end that every 3 year streak.
Here's what I say about both teams, just as because I got to because of keeping an eye on it, like you got to see it down the stretch. What I would say is, Alabama, look, Milroe just got so much better as the year went on. I know he's not a perfect quarterback, but the difference is Milroe's just a gamer. Like the level of play is not above him. Even if he's not playing great or throwing great, it's not. He never in that Georgia game looked overwhelmed or that he couldn't live up to it, that he wasn't ready for the physicality and all these things. I see this as a guy that like Michigan hasn't played a guy all year at quarterback that was anywhere near the level, just not only of athlete, but just physical, like you're not going to intimidate him. He's going to be ready for it. what Michigan did against, like, we'll say that, we'll just go by like the last big game they played. What Michigan did against Colin McCord has no bearing on Milroe. Like, they're two different types of things. So it's like, you can't, it doesn't really translate over. It's not going to be like Penn State when they ran it 37 times because they were playing Drew Aller and got out of town. That's great. I know you're physical. I understand. Like, you are going to go toe to toe with Alabama in the trenches, and it is going to be a battle. I'm not taking that away. But the difference is the guy behind you, if he scrambles for 15, it'll start breaking your back after a while. That's how I see it going. McCarthy, like, I don't know if McCarthy's that much different than a lot of, on the opposite side, a lot of quarterbacks Alabama's played. Like, Alabama's played some pretty good quarterbacks, some pretty, you know, ready for the game. You know, SEC is good competition. I don't think he's going to do anything that they're like, oh, we've never seen this before. I mean, they essentially backed off early in the game against Georgia, one of the best teams in the country, maybe the best team in the country at the time, and play a base defense and just athlete to athlete beat them on defense. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that Michigan doesn't have the offense that Georgia did. So I don't know why. I don't know how I could talk myself into thinking that all of a sudden Alabama's going to be like, oh, we don't know what to do with this attack. Like, I don't, it's not that extravagant. Now, I do think Michigan will be, they'll have a different type of offense. I think Harbaugh will just open up a lot of stuff and instill a lot of stuff. I don't expect to see him try to just, if they try to just run it right at Alabama, like, we all know how this is going to end. I don't think they're dumb enough to do that, but I don't think it's as close as -1. I think Alabama handles it, maybe 10 to 14 points. I really do. I know, you know, and again, if you want to say it's because I dislike Michigan, fine. That's, I have no problem with that. But I'm just telling you what I saw. All I know is the last game, we'll just say the last real team that Michigan played, I don't even have to name it, that was really good, with an average quarterback, got to within, you know, maybe a one or two big plays of beating them. And I think Alabama's is definitely better than that version of that team that we saw that day. So I don't know what I could do to talk myself into thinking that, you know, Michigan is going to have the answer for this Alabama team that I saw play Georgia.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think, like, here's my thing. I think Jalen Milroe's built for this moment. I think he's ready for this moment. After he threw that pass to Auburn, you felt like he's like, hey, give me the Heisman. And he beat Georgia. And he's like, yo, I need the Heisman. Like,
yep.
I'm here to. So I think he could really make a statement. And my thing is, you could say, all right, well, J.J. McCarthy beat Penn State. Man, they ran it 37 straight times in a row. Exactly. Then, oh, well, they beat Ohio State. He didn't really look spectacular. They won. Blake Corum, I mean, one of their biggest plays was Donovan Edwards throwing the ball.
Yep.
And that was one of their biggest plays offensively. That opened up a lot for the run game, but that and Blake Corum touchdown right after injury was their two biggest plays. So it's not like J.J. McCarthy really played absolutely amazing, but he won. My thing is, you beat Drew Aller and you beat Kyle McCord. Like, you just played guys who were less ready for the moment than you were.
Yeah.
And so you end up, you know, you about to see a guy who, like, you might have to go tit for tat with, and you haven't had to do that yet. Like,
that's exactly,
you started to have to do that a couple years ago against Ohio State. Your run game was able to break it open, get you ahead, and you ain't have to go tit for tat with CJ Stroud no more. Like, so then the run game broke everything up. So if they can't break it up against Alabama, which, like you said, we know how that goes with the run game, and it's really J.J. McCarthy got to put on the show. I don't see it, especially when you're talking about Alabama's defense matching up athlete for athlete. Wilson, a nice receiver. Don't get me wrong. He's going to play on NFL Sundays.
Yeah. But,
like, this is Alabama, and it's not like you really just played absolutely amazing against Ohio State's top defense.
That's either. What I'm saying,
like,
yeah.
Not like as a receiver – you look great against Denzel Burke. Like, and you had a lot to say, but, like, your stat line didn't say too much. I'm just saying, like, it's not like – so, yeah, you won. Y'all team won, but y'all did what y'all do best. But what y'all do best ain't going to be good enough for Alabama. Nuh-uh. Because they don't have an average guy on the other end. Like, their best wouldn't have been good enough for Ohio State if Ohio State had what we're used to at quarterback. That performance they put on wouldn't have been enough in Ohio State, and then they wouldn't even be in that predicament. So you think if you could put on that performance against Alabama – like, Jalen Milroe is going to make you pay for that.
And this is what I would say, and I'm being serious. Like, I don't mind saying it. If you we've kind of said this about Georgia, like how they were unfortunate to lose late. Erase the Texas game that didn't happen, and then now you tell me this Alabama team's undefeated. Nobody would be picking Michigan. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't get rid of that. We can't overlook that loss column. Like, we just can't get past it. Like, Michigan didn't – well, yeah, Michigan didn't lose. They also didn't play Texas. Alabama did. Like, that the difference in how we perceive these teams on this loss column is silly. If you look at the last eight games of the year, just in a void, take all the emotion out of it, nobody in the world would think that Michigan is better than Alabama. I'm sorry, they wouldn't. I watched them. Like, I watched Alabama week in and week out. Like, there were games that they were awesome. I mean, obviously, we saw one against Georgia, but, like – and then we saw Michigan kind of stumble through, had some tough games, you know, some ugly games. And then here's my problem with this. I'm not saying that Michigan's not good. I'm not saying they don't deserve in playoffs, nothing like that. But I don't know why, like, it's just assumed that, like, oh, they only did what they had to do. They'll get in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they're going to have a, you know, they're going to have freaking, you know, Oregon's offense out there all of a sudden. Like, why would I believe that if they didn't, if they never brought it out? Like, why all of a sudden do I think that they can just open it up against Alabama? I just don't think that that's true. I think they are who they are.
The last time you thought that, your quarterback threw what, two or three pick sixes?
Exactly.
The last time you put
it. Took you out of the game immediately.
The last time you put it in his hands because, hey, they were, this team was committed, and this was not no Alabama. This was TCU we talking about, but they was committed. Like, TCU. You're not gonna beat up on us. Or Harbaugh wanted to get him going, thinking like, oh yeah, people, it's a Big 12 football. People score a lot of touchdowns. You do score a lot of points because you threw two or three pick sixes and still put up 40 some points. That's so true. Like, it did prove a point, but you was trying to put him on the showcase to show like this guy can win you the national championship, win this game. Cause everybody kind of thought that even though Michigan had beat Ohio State, everybody felt like the winner of Georgia, Ohio State was going to win the national championship. And it was cause you were on one of two sides. You were either on Georgia going to pound Ohio State and they're the best team in the country and they're going to show why. Or you was on the side of if Ohio State win this game, I don't see anybody else beating them because if they win this game and they get to play Michigan, like Ryan Day will be able to – like you'd be on one side of the fence. So, like, they probably heard all that too, like, because that's what everybody felt like. Like, if Ohio State – they're not losing Michigan twice. Like, a lot of people felt confident in that. If they could beat Georgia, they'll have the momentum saying we beat the best team in the country. We know we lost. We get our get back. Like, there would be a lot at stake for Ohio State, and you could conquer. Or you'd be like, yeah, Georgia just going to steamroll – Ohio State, and then they just gonna blow out Michigan too. Like, they just gonna take down the Big Ten themselves.
Yeah, and again, we always hold history against these teams. Let's, like, everybody forgets it. 2 years ago, it was so bad that Georgia absolutely blasted Michigan in the first round of the playoffs. Like, it wasn't even a game. So, like,
you act like it don't exist.
Yeah, no, it did. It gets. That's what I said. Like, there's all this assumption. Because of their, you know, because of how they look so early in their schedule and demolish these teams. But I'm like, every team kind of does that. So I don't know how good I think Michigan is. I don't think they're within a touchdown of Alabama. We're going to find out. But I will say this, to be totally fair, as much as I hate it, if they beat Alabama, they can do all the talking. They can call Jeff. They can call Mo and be like, "We told you." Like, it will be an honest to goodness, awesome victory, just like it was when Ohio State took down Alabama in the first playoffs. Like, they can do all the talking for a week until the championship game and shut everybody up. I know they're favored, but that would still shut everybody up. Being like,
you got to win it though at that point. Like, if you can,
I understand, but I still know. I'm saying for a week, for at least a week. Now, for a week,
my thing is, I will win that game, and you're going to celebrate. You're a fan. You're going to celebrate, but I wouldn't talk too much because at that point, now you showed you it. Even if you beat all odds and you're like, if you get to shut guys like you and me up, like, then that means you're on the side where, then why aren't you better than Texas or Washington? So why aren't you better than the winner of that? So you should be. You're probably, and they're going to walk it. If they beat Alabama, they're favored over Washington or Texas. Unless one of those, like, unless Texas was to blow the doors off of Washington.
That's
then
true.
I can see people trying to sell themselves on Texas. It'd be -1, -2 kind of game. But
I just say, I'll give credit where
five against.
I give credit where credit's due. If Michigan beats Alabama, I will say it was a good victory, regardless of what happens. I don't care if Milroe doesn't get off the airplane. If I'm going to sit here and assume that Alabama is going to take care of business and beat them by a touchdown or more, I will fully admit that if they win that game, I'm like, I was wrong. Y'all had something in the tank that I didn't know about. You didn't show everything. Great job. You finally won one. I mean, honestly, like, this is like, they really need to win this game. Like, you know, we always want to talk about history with all these other teams. Like, it's time they win something. Like, I'm just being totally honest. Like you can think I'm hating, but, like, go look at the record books. It's not pretty for Michigan in the last 30 years. Like, it really isn't. So
yeah, and everybody thinks it is, like, because that's their national championship is beating Ohio State.
Yeah, but I think that's over. I think this was the last year of that, because I've done it with Ohio State. Like, I got to the point where I'm like, great, we beat Michigan. Like, I need to beat Clemson. Like, Clemson became our thing. You know what I mean? The national championship's a thing. Like, there's still that stuff. Now it's starting to go back now to where I'm like, you know what I mean? Now we got to win one of these big games. So, like, the same boat, but like, just because Ohio State honestly like has done a little better in those decades, they bought themselves a little leeway. But I mean, like I said, it's time for it. Oregon's kind of the same way. They can't do it this year. Like, it's about time. Like, they got to finish this off and stuff. Like, there's a few of these teams like that out there, but it's going to be an interesting minute. So there's going to be some helmets clanking, I can tell you that. All right. Last but not least, Sugar Bowl that night. After it probably won't start till 9 o'clock. This thing ain't gonna be over till 1 a.m. These offenses are gonna be rolling. You got Texas Longhorns playing the Washington Huskies to go to the national championship game. Texas jumped a few spots to get in. You know, after I don't know, a decent victory over Oklahoma State. No offense to Texas. I'm just like, that's just how it went down. Texas favored by 4 over Washington. Washington shut everybody up. We talked about earlier. They said Oregon was the best team in the country. Oregon was probably better than Georgia. If Oregon won, Oregon was going to be the number one seed or the number two seed. All this, Washington shut them up. Not only did Washington throw it against Oregon, they ran it against Oregon. Dylan Johnson was awesome. The defense played good. They shut Oregon down finally. And to get in the playoffs, they're undefeated. And so this is the playoff game that I really want to watch. This is the one that I can sit back, enjoy. I don't care who wins, who loses. I want to see these quarterbacks go out. At Texas had the one, you know, terrible loss where Dylan Gabriel comes down in the last second. That's the loss in their loss column. They've had games where they look great. They've had games where they look pedestrian. That's every college football team. They're kind of good all around, great roster. So I think this is the best game on the schedule, you know, obviously if you factor in the stakes and all that. So how do you feel about the Sugar Bowl, Mo?
I think this is the best game of the year, man.
It's big.
I'm excited for this one. Like, I don't have I'm with you. I don't have no personal – I mean, I got some homeboys that are Texas fans, and it'd be nice to talk trash, but I don't care. Like, I really don't care. Like, if Texas win and they go on to win the national championship, like, that's cool. Like, I don't know. I know some people – kind of hate the elitism of Texas's fan base when they haven't been elite in quite some time, kind of the thing with Michigan. But I'm like, you know, it'd be cool for a brand like Texas to win. Like, Texas football being back, I think that'd be great. I think Washington winning this game would probably just go into the next game and get pounded. So, like, this is their national championship. I'm not even sure Washington winning a national championship would be great for college football. I mean, it'd be a nice story to roll off with, but all these guys, their entire team is going to the NFL. Like, their entire team that matters, every single – their defense is not good, and their two good defenders are going to the NFL. Their entire offense is going to the NFL. Like, there's nothing to come from this in the future if they win. We're like – because Washington could fall off in 2 years and nobody would
know. That's fair.
Their head coach takes a bigger job than Washington. They fall off to the wayside for a little bit in the Big Ten behind Nebraska. Like, they fall off behind Nebraska and nobody cares. Where Texas being back, especially Texas winning this year, heading into the SEC, oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be giant.
Let's be honest. That would be awesome, especially if we could get a Texas-Alabama rematch where Texas won on top
of that. I'm here for it.
Coming to the SEC, and Texas is making a statement like, this y'all big dog. They just won the SEC again. They the one who got all the national championships. This y'all standard. And we done beat them twice in a row and for a national championship. Like,
it is getting me pumped up for
it'd be great for game. Texas to be back under that scenario. Like,
now, here's what I'll say about.
I like to see them beat Bama. I hate Bama. I hate Michigan. So I don't want to see the winner of that game really win anything.
Yeah.
But I want to see Bama win that and lose in the national championship. And I think the only way they do that is if they play Texas. I don't think they beat Washington.
We're gonna rank our bitterness here in a minute. I kind of like that idea. Real quick, what I said about the one thing I do like about Washington, I kind of agree with you. But what I do like is if they finish this off, they'll have played a pretty good schedule, had a really like good season. You know what I mean? Like, they had a lot of tough games and pretty decent schedule. You know, coming back and beating Oregon. I said Washington was undefeated. I apologize. Oregon beat Washington, right? No, Washington beat Oregon. Washington undefeated. They are undefeated. I'm sorry. I
beat Oregon twice. Once when everybody said beat them in Oregon, and then the second time when everybody said Oregon was 10
points. I'd like Washington's team though. Like, they're a more well-rounded team than I thought they were when they play good. Like, you pointed out several times this year how the defense can kind of let them down or whatever. But then I've also seen them play really good, really tough. What they did with the running game, Penix is what the thing about Penix versus this Texas defensive line would be my concern if I'm a Husky fan, because he's not a super mobile guy.
No,
he's not really mobile. This despise what people probably or in spite of what people probably think, you know what I mean? But he's really not mobile.
He's not as twitchy.
No. He ain't no Riley Leonard.
Yeah, there you go.
But he kind of know where he's gonna be. He does make some great throws, great arm. He's had a great season. Not to disparage any of that, but I do think he's a bit of a sitting target. Yours, I think, is kind of made for this type of game, like big games, big throws. He's mobile enough to like get himself out of trouble. You only need to get out of trouble. We talked about this, you know, with Alabama. You only need to get out of trouble a few times to save your season. And that's something that, you know, as a Ohio State fans, we know that
this might be come back to his moment. Top five.
Draft. I believe this is Quinn Ewers' moment. I'm taking Texas because I think that like everything has culminated to this game for Quinn Ewers. I think he's going to step up. Texas, when they turn it on, is other unbelievable, really talented team, top to bottom. I'm hoping they wear the all whites because I think that's one of the best uniforms in the history of sports. when just to the Texas whites, with everything, it always reminds me of Vince Young with just the remember the cattle horn in the 05 championship game, man, was pointing. Just, you know, I think of that. I don't really despise Texas, so it's not one of these games to where I watch bitterly. Could care less about Washington. Great for them, having a great season. It's been fun to watch. So this is fun. Like, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to enjoy this game. I'm going to be tweeting every 30 seconds. I want to be live betting every 40 seconds. I hope this is good. I'm really going to enjoy. This is the one time as a fan that you don't usually hear me say this. I hope this is a good game. I don't want to blow out either way. I need 4 hours, especially after suffering through an Alabama-Michigan game. Whatever the outcome is, I'm still going to suffer through it. I just want to sit. I just want to relax. I just want to, like, I'm going to reheat whatever snacks we made, you know, for the early games. You know what I mean? I'm probably going to be on my second drunk of the day. Like, it's going to be a good time. I took the next day off just to watch this game. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, I'm off the next day, so it's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. We'll be texting, like, me and you will be on it the whole time. Oh, yeah. Like, I know that.
I mean, these games are like – I mean, this is obviously – these are the games to win the national championship. So, like, yeah. But there's – it's bigger than that. Like,
it's a good playoff matchup.
Versus Big Ten. You got Texas versus Washington. Like, you have – I guess you could say – I don't want to disrespect Texas like this, but that loss to Oklahoma has – like, they've got this underdog feel. But, like, don't forget they beat Bama on the road. And I know it's early in the season. I know Bama's been
maybe the best victory of the year so far.
Yeah, and I know Bama, you know, has been a lot better team since then. I understand that, and they're ready for the moment. And I do think this is a better Alabama team. But what I've seen from Texas these past couple of weeks, too, I think this is a better Texas team, too. So, like, they could come in here, beat Washington, like, okay, the battle of the little brothers. People probably think the winner goes on to lose in the national championship, and then they get their get back at Bama. Like, well, I'm just telling you, man, Alabama versus Texas would sell all over the country, except maybe the only place it maybe wipes out is the West Coast. Even still, that game would be played early enough for them to actually.
I think Texas is far enough west. I think they have a decent audience out there.
But I'm telling you, that kind of matchup in the national championship,
the thing is,
they're coming into the SEC. If they beat Bama in the national championship.
Oh, my goodness.
How disrespectful does a conference feel that this team might walk in next year and be favored and number one in your conference?
Did they not play? Oh, that's right, because they've already played the home and home. I forgot that 2 years ago, Alabama and Texas played that game.
Yeah, remember? So
Texas should have won that game.
That's like Quinn Ewers got hurt that game. Remember?
Also, this is just set up. This is I'm calling it. It's going to be here. You know? Okay, let's rank these real quick. So 1 through 4 here, you know, out of the 4 teams we got left, how would you rank? I know who 4 is. 1 through 3, how would you rank the other teams you would want to see win a national championship? Sounds like you're saying Texas, Washington, then Alabama.
Texas 1. Washington. I'd rather see Washington win than Bama. Yeah, Texas.
I would.
Washington 2. Bama 3, Michigan 4.
Yeah, now we know Michigan's 4. I wouldn't insult you.
I don't want to see them win the national championship. But who does a national championship mean the most for in an order? Texas 1, Michigan 2, Bama 3, Washington 4.
Yeah, that's a good rank. That's a good point.
To me, a national championship for Washington means nothing but to Washington. Like, it doesn't threaten the Big Ten. Like, I don't think they're walking in as a threat into the Big Ten coming in next year, like coming into a new conference. I don't think you have enough audience out there in the Pacific Northwest for like the entire country. You'll give you your flowers and then nobody will care. Like, it'll be the fastest way to move on from a national championship. The reason why I put them, and that's why I put them at 4, I put Bama at 3 because, like, if they don't win it, it's like, okay, but their pedigree. I mean, Nick Saban's done enough. If he don't win another one, he's still the greatest head coach of all time. So, like, it doesn't mean as much. It means, I guess, even more pat on to the greatest head coach of all time. But that'd be like Bill Belichick winning another Super Bowl. Like, sure, pat on to the greatest head coach of all time, but we don't really care. I think that's why I say Bama at 3. And then I think it's a bigger deal for Texas to be back now.
Much bigger.
In the SEC than Michigan to be back, having already been considered back winning the Big Ten 3 years in a row. Like, Michigan's already considered back. And if they win the Alabama game, they're already on the right trajectory and they're where everybody said they should be right now. You should be winning a playoff game. And if you can't win both of them, you need to win the big one. You don't have a big bowl win. So if they were to win and have to match up against Texas, I still could see Texas winning. And I think it'd be better for Texas just – especially heading into the SEC. Like, we're saying this is the best conference. You got two of the biggest brands in the world, like in the country as far as college football. You can go to any state, and I guarantee you, you go into Lids and, like, Texas and Oklahoma hats are everywhere. I've been on every coast, and I said, like, so those brands are heading into the SEC. It'd mean a lot more for Texas to be back, especially you talking about Texas. Quinn Ewers comes back. I don't know if he does, but I'm just saying there's a possibility. He come back, they walk in, they're number one in a brand new conference and favorite to win that conference. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Because they're killing right now, too. They got some guys coming in, too. They're replacing a lot next year.
Yeah, I think the biggest story is Texas finishing it off. I'd like to see Texas, Bama. Obviously, Michigan, Washington, national championship game. I have no interest. I'll watch it, I think. I'm not sure. I promised my buddy, because we watch it every year together and go crazy. I promised that I'd stick it out and we would do it. But that's the least of the matchups I want to see, of course.
I'd be the biggest Washington Huskies fan at that point.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to anybody about my pettiness. Like, it's real.
Like, let them, like, I will get a Phoenix jersey. Like, please be elite and do not let them win. They already beat Bama. They feel like they're on top. Please don't let them win the national championship. Please.
Oh, God.
Don't allow me to have to deal with that.
Yeah, so that's it, everybody. That's the preview. I told you it'd be a little unique. We weren't going to give you the same nickel and dime stuff that everybody gave you. We gave you some emotion, as always. You know, if me and Mo were on here, we're going to give you some of the real thoughts inside our hearts and inside our heads. We're not just going to give you coach speak. So, Mo from Up in Flames, thanks for coming on again. Thanks for doing this. I assume we probably won't do anything till after it's all over, you know, unless we change our mind. So, thanks for joining, everybody. It was a blast. Check out Off the Ball Network. Check out Mo, you know, on Twitter. What is it? Mo Cheese, right?
Mo Cheese. @Mo_Cheese15.
Yes, everybody go check that out. Great Twitter. I'm JHunt006, OffTheBallNetwork.com. We're out. Have a great holiday, everybody. Enjoy the games. Bet safely, responsibly. But, you know, have a good time, and we will see you soon.